Chapter 138. A Dog's Mission 10-2. Translator. Zia. Editor. Ellie. Su Su hadn't expected that the landlord, a grown man, would actually do all this. And all for Tuan Tuan. What's there to feel bad about? I'm doing it for my own puppy and the puppy's mom, not for you. The landlord waved his hand casually as he spoke. But as soon as the words left his mouth, he realized something was off. Wasn't that basically accusing Su Su of being self-absorbed? Hee hee. Su Su gave an awkward laugh. While she was relieved, something still felt a little strange. The landlord was single. Maybe it wasn't just because he stayed home all the time? I'd better go upstairs and check on the soup. Embarrassed by the awkward atmosphere, the landlord blushed and quickly turned to head back up the stairs. Su Su also closed the door awkwardly, moving quietly. Seeing that Tuan Tuan was still sleeping peacefully, she finally let out a sigh of relief. If it weren't for the landlord, and something had happened to Tuan Tuan while she was out, she would have blamed herself endlessly. And at that point, blaming herself would have been useless. Thankfully, everything was fine. Thankfully, everything had turned out well. The landlord moved quickly. By the time Su Su came out from her shower, he was already standing there with a big bowl of soup. Here, I didn't add any salt to this. Tuan Tuan can drink it. The bowl was full of meat, all neatly picked clean off the bones. The soup has cooled down enough too. I'll feed Tuan Tuan now. At that moment, the landlord looked nothing like the cocky, slightly roguish man Su Su had first met. Instead, he seemed more like a cautious old father carefully tending to his daughter. He held the bowl steadily, walking slowly and speaking in a soft voice. Only when he reached Tuan Tuan's nest did she open her eyes. The moment she saw him, she immediately grew alert and guarded her puppies protectively. "Don't be scared, I brought you food. If you don't want me near them, I won't touch your babies, I promise. And just because you eat my food doesn't mean you have to give me one of your pups in return." Su Su nearly burst out laughing watching from the side. The way the landlord spoke, he sounded just like a weird uncle trying to coax a child into taking medicine. Tuan Tuan stared at him warily for a while before finally lowering her head to sniff the bowl. After testing it with a tentative lick, she realized it tasted good. At once, she stood up and began gobbling it down ravenously. Clearly, she was starving. "Slow down, it's all yours. Eating too fast will upset your stomach, and you'll end up throwing up again." In just over an hour, the landlord had already memorized all the basic principles of dog care and was now giving Tuan Tuan a full set of instructions. Tuan Tuan seemed to understand. She looked up at him, slowed down her eating, and eventually, as if she felt it was too tiring to keep standing, she half laid down and ate a bit more directly from the landlord's hand. "Hee hee, I've got sweet eggs with brown sugar upstairs. Don't eat too much now, I'll bring them down for you in a bit." Seeing that Tuan Tuan had already eaten quite a lot, he took the food bowl and moved it out of her reach, then hurried back upstairs. Soon, he came down carrying a bowl of red sugar eggs. I looked it up, both humans and dogs benefit from eating eggs with brown sugar. After explaining this to Su Su, he headed into her kitchen, grabbed a big bowl, and began pouring the sweet egg soup back and forth between containers, trying to cool it down faster. Su Su had wanted to make sweet eggs with brown sugar for Tuan Tuan too, but she didn't have any brown sugar at home. So she had only cooked a plain egg, which Tuan Tuan didn't really like. She just took two bites and stopped. Su Su had been feeling frustrated about that, and then the landlord suddenly appeared with exactly what was needed. "You have brown sugar at home?" she asked, surprised. "A single man keeping something like that around? Gongza at the convenience store downstairs is my old classmate. I gave him a call and asked for it." The landlord raised his eyebrows proudly. Even though Gongza's wife gave him an earful, it was the middle of the night, after all, and she'd been asleep when he knocked on their door for brown sugar. She thought he had finally gotten himself a girlfriend, but then found out it was all for a little. Female dog. That made Gongza's wife absolutely furious. Quote ellipsis ellipsis quote. Sure enough, it really pays to know the right people. At first, Tuan Tuan didn't want to eat when she smelled the egg, but Su Su dabbed a bit of the sweet soup onto her tongue, and she obediently started eating. The landlord had boiled 5 eggs, and Tuan Tuan ended up eating 3, quite a feat for such a small dog. If she hadn't just given birth, there's no way she would have had such an appetite. Meanwhile, the puppies were starting to wake up, one by one whining and crawling over to their mom to nurse. "You little debt collectors, Don't you know how hard your mom's had it? She just got done eating and here you are already trying to drain her dry. Su Su couldn't help but laugh and scold them playfully. She was just feeling sorry for Tuan Tuan. But seeing the soft, loving look in Tuan Tuan's eyes as she gazed at her pups, Su Su didn't say anything more. All she could do was find ways to keep up Tuan Tuan's nutrition. I'll make sure Tuan Tuan eats well, the landlord said. You should go rest now. If you're late to work and don't earn money, how will you take care of all these little ones? He really wanted to reach out and pet Tuan Tuan, but knowing she was still on edge and wary of him, he didn't push it. Not wanting to stress her out more, he just spoke a few words to Su Su, then placed the bowl of soup near Tuan Tuan's nest, along with a fresh bowl of water, and quietly left. Su Su looked at everything the landlord had prepared and suddenly felt like maybe there wasn't much left for her to do. She crouched beside Tuan Tuan, watching her gaze lovingly at her pups as they nursed, and finally felt at ease. Only then did she go to bed. As soon as the door closed, Su Yuyang couldn't help but make exaggerated faces. Gentle and loving, my ass. These little monsters were biting him so hard it nearly killed him, okay? He had thought that giving birth was the most painful part, that once it was over, everything would be fine. But to his surprise, nursing turned out to be just as painful. And it wasn't just one puppy biting him, it was five of them. Each one squirming, even fighting with each other, and those tiny little limbs packed a surprising amount of strength. While nursing, they even knew how to press their little paws on his belly to squeeze the milk out. What, do they think I'm a cow or something? Su Su was right after all. This really was a pack of little debt collectors, here to collect from him. Mothers truly are incredible. Even if it's just a dog, it's still the same, the love, the sacrifice. And Tuan Tuan was nursing so many pups all at once. Thankfully, the landlord had just brought him plenty of nourishing food. Otherwise, he really wouldn't have had the strength to feed this group of tiny troublemakers. The supplements he took could strengthen his body, but they couldn't make him produce milk for the puppies. The landlord's stew was full of nutrients, and the brown sugar eggs helped replenish his strength. After eating, the soreness he had felt earlier had already faded away. Even the pups seemed to be nursing more smoothly now, they didn't struggle and fuss as much as before. Finally, he felt a bit better. He closed his eyes and let the pups do whatever they wanted. He needed to sleep.